And then the woman has somebody stand up with her.
Well, she usually has what you call a matron of honor.
Okay. Okay, right. Is there a reading from the Bible usually during these services?
Mm-hmm. If it's, yes, from the, of course, each minister conducts his ceremony, you know, to his liking, but, mm-hmm. To the, whatever the couple want.
Right, right.
If they leave it up to him, they'll...
Right. In your church, do they have what is called a... Is there a time when the preacher talks for an extended period of time?
During a wedding, you mean?
No, during just a regular service.
Usually he has... See, we have... you have your normal... church service, what I mean normal, mm-hmm. usually you open the service with a couple of hymns,
mm-hmm.
and then usually announcements, prayer requests,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and then naturally the minister will, it varies, 30 to 45 minute sermon.
Wow.
I assume you don't go to church much.
No, I do. Yeah, 45 minute sermon.
That's yeah,
long.
It's...
That's long.
Yeah, that's long.
But if he's got his message put out there.
It just depends on the minister and the...
what the topic.
Yeah.
Is there a place around here, did any of your kids go off to school after high school at all? Or?
My older son did, the one that's a coach. He went to, he got his master's at Adams State in Alamosa.
All right.
And then he went to... From there, he went, coached at USC in Pueblo.
Hmm.
He coached at, he was the head athletic coach at Otero Junior College,
mm-hmm.
La Junta. He coached down at TSJC here in Trinidad.
Wow.
He took two teams to state championships as a coach in swing. That was last year and the year before.
Excellent. I don't know if you know many kids in this area or if there are mm-hmm. many, but do they often go off to college?
Much? Well, they almost, a lot of them are it depends on their financial status, but a lot of them will spend, if they're not able to do otherwise, there are several scholarships that are awarded for these kids to go to junior college. Well, that's only 2 years. Then for anything beyond the Associate of Arts, then they would have to go pick a college, mm-hmm. Adams State or upstate, out of state, wherever. Mm-hmm. So there really isn't any education, a higher education offered in this area unless you go at least to Pueblo or Alamosa.
Okay. Right. I forgot to ask. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother older than myself,
mm-hmm.
that was my full brother. Then I had five additional, two half-sisters and three half-brothers.
Okay.
And they're the only one living now out of any of those is my younger sister. She's a half-sister.
Okay.
She lives in the state of Washington.
Okay. So you travel quite a bit, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
You travel extensively. And you mentioned Pacific Theater. Did you travel outside of the country besides that? Did you go to Mexico or Canada? Or?
Well, not on my job, but I've traveled to Canada, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to fly as a mine inspector. One of the mines that we took care of, or I say take care of, one of our assigned mines was in just south of Fairbanks in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right close to